On Tuesday, according to videos from witnesses, the blast occurred in a port area and ripped through several areas of the city, shattering windows and doors, the witnesses and news reports said. The explosion came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group, suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader Rafiq Hariri in a truck bombing 15 years ago, causing regional upheaval. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday that could shake the country again. The United States on Tuesday successfully tested an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile called ICBM and a launch directed from an airborne command center, the U.S. Air Force said. The missile was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, traveling 6,700 kilometers or 4,200 miles over the Pacific Ocean before landing in the sea near the Marshall Islands. Air Force said the test demonstrates that the United States nuclear deterrent is safe, secure, reliable, and effective, but added that the test launches were not a response or reaction to events or regional tensions. The Minuteman III has been the only surface-to-air missile in the U.S. nuclear arsenal since 2005. Well, it sounds like something out of a movie, but the Australian Defense Department said three Micronesian sailors have been rescued from a tiny Pacific island after the large distress signal they wrote in the sand was spotted from above. The Defense Department said the men had been missing in the Micronesian archipelago for nearly 3 days when their SOS distress signal was spotted Sunday on uninhabited Pigalot Island by both Australian and U.S. aircraft. SOS is an internationally recognized distress signal that originated from Morse code and means save our ship or save our souls. Officials said the men apparently set out in a 7-meter boat on July 30th and ran out of fuel. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people infected with the coronavirus in Australia's worst-hit state, Victoria.